tourists looking to spot a bald eagle in some northern Pennsylvania counties might see and hear something else in the sky: fighter jets. The Pennsylvania Wilds draws tourists for elk watching, trails, and all kinds of outdoor activities. The Maryland Air National Guard already flies over this region, which includes parts of Elk, Cameron, Clinton, McKean, Potter, and Tioga counties. Now it proposes to make a change to its training flights. Ethan Edward Costin is a government reporter for Spotlight PA who has written about this, and I spoke with him recently. What is the proposal by the Maryland Air National Guard?
So the Maryland Air National Guard wants to lower the altitude limit for flight training. Right now, fighter jets can only fly down to about 8,000 feet above sea level. And so what they want to do is lower that to about 100 feet above ground level for combat training flights. So this won't be every flight going down to 100 feet. This will only be combat training, two sessions a day for about an hour each, one in the late morning, one in the early evening, for about half the year. I think they said 170 days out of the year. So the Maryland Air National Guard already has like flight paths, flight corridors that they use, and one of them is at 100 feet on like a straight route. So right now, if planes are taking that route, they go straight through the area. So the major change with the proposal is to allow combat training in multiple directions, but only during that 1 hour period. And under the proposal, going down to 100 feet will only be for about 2 to 3 minutes.
What are the concerns of residents and businesses in the area?
Concerns boil down to two or three things. So the first major issue is tourism. PA Wild Region is a major tourism center in Pennsylvania, so they're worried that aircraft noise will make tourists not want to visit the region. The other concern is impacts to wildlife. So will noise impact migration cycles? Will it scare animals during hunting season? Will it scare animals into running into the middle of the road where they can get hit by cars? So there are a lot of concerns surrounding wildlife. There were two concerns that I wanted to highlight. So one of the concerns is that noise from the aircraft when they're flying low can trigger PTSD in veterans. And the Air National Guard actually has a way to mitigate this. They can't do studies on PTSD because those medical records are private, but they did say that veterans can call them and say that the aircraft noise is triggering their PTSD, and the Maryland Air National Guard can set up noise avoidance areas so planes can avoid the area around the veterans' residence. The other major concern is over life flight. So these are medical air ambulances that respond to emergencies in rural areas, so in northern Pennsylvania. And the Air National Guard told us that those flights, emergency flights, have priority over military training flights. So if there's an emergency and a life flight needs to use the airspace, the air traffic control towers will tell the Air National Guard to get out of the way. The planes will listen.
The Guard says it's done an environmental assessment. What did it say about the impact of the proposal?
So the environmental assessment says that there's no significant impacts, and they've used noise modeling under FAA standards to estimate what the noise will be like with the lower flights.
I read in your piece that the minor impacts that the Guard highlights in their assessment is that the noise could be loud enough to startle people or rattle windows, but that part of what they're going to be doing is to avoid state parks and historic areas.
These areas to avoid are in response to resident concerns, concerns that the PA Wilds Center for Entrepreneurship has raised. So they're going to avoid state parks, or they're not going to avoid them. They're changing the altitude limit, so it'll still be a higher altitude limit than 100 feet over state parks, other historical areas, and in a half-mile radius around bald eagle nests.
What do the people against the proposal want?
So the biggest ask from the community right now and from the PA Wild Center and even the Department for Conservation and Natural Resources is for a environmental impact statement. So under the National Environmental Policy Act, there are a couple tiers of environmental analysis. And so one is the environmental assessment they've already produced. The next level is the environmental impact statement. So for that, they actually have to go out into the community, hold meetings with the community, and do like noise modeling and modeling in the field to get a better sense for what the impacts will be. And it's more in depth of a report. At this time, the Maryland Air National Guard says they don't plan to conduct an environmental impact statement because they don't need to if there's a finding of no significant impact with the environmental assessment. And because of that, they also aren't going to hold public meetings, which is one thing that both third-party organizations and counties in the regions affected have asked for. But there is a caveat. The Maryland Air National Guard says that when the public comment period ends for the draft environmental report at the end of December, they will spend 2 to 3 weeks analyzing the comments, compare them to the findings of the environmental assessment. And if there's a difference or they think based on resident concerns that it's necessary to conduct the environmental impact statement, they're going to go ahead and conduct that, which will include the public meetings that residents have requested. But that's not guaranteed. We'll know more about that in January.
Right, because they did send out a couple of years ago letters to officials, government entities, tribal leaders, to let them know that this proposal was happening and to get feedback, right?
Yeah, so I think starting in 2019, they sent letters out to affected agencies. So as you said, this includes governments. At the request of governments and public officials, they also included third-party organizations to notify them about the details of the proposal and to get initial feedback.
Who ultimately signs off on or rejects this proposal? What's next?
The FAA ultimately has the final say. You know, the county public officials don't have to sign off on this proposal. If the FAA decides to do it, then they proceed. The next step is that the Air National Guard has to produce their final environmental assessment. So right now, what they've released is a draft. They're taking public comments based on the draft. They'll make revisions and publish the final environmental assessment later on. And then once that's released, they can submit the request to the FAA to approve the proposal. And the Air National Guard estimates that the proposal could be implemented as soon as late 2022.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for inviting me.
Ethan Edward Costin is a reporter for Spotlight PA. You can read his story at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.